Joining us now to analyze today's headlines is Rahul Mahajan. He's a sociologist and author of Full Spectrum Dominance, U.S. Power in Iraq and Beyond. Hi, Rahul.
Hi, Sonali.
Well, two new studies released this morning underscore the dire situation of Palestinians living under Israeli occupation, siege, and war. Human Rights Watch detailed the extent of Palestinian child labor inside Israeli settlements in the West Bank. Hundreds of children, some as young as 11, are employed on settlements for low pay with harsh working conditions. And the Association of International Development Agencies also released a report showing that just a quarter of all the funds pledged to rebuild Gaza after last summer's brutal Israeli war have actually come through. Dozens of aid groups which signed on to the report urged the lifting of Israel's economic and military siege of Gaza, saying it was the only way that the region could be rebuilt properly. Well, Rahul, both Gaza and the West Bank, despite differences in their conditions, seem to be suffering terribly under Israeli policy. But Israel has rarely cared about such reports, has it?
Well, no. I mean, this is now, these two reports can be added onto untold scores or hundreds of reports of especially the last 15 or 20 years. So basically every international human rights organization, UN agency, and so on has gotten in on this particular enterprise at some point. And at no point does it seem like the Israeli government has actually tried to do very much specifically in response to questions of human rights violations. And I think the last you know, incredibly wide-ranging and brutal assault on Gaza, with over 2,000 people killed, 20,000 homes destroyed, and over 100,000 damaged, shows pretty clearly their how much they're going to be deterred by any thought of international talk about the human rights of the Palestinians.
And more than a quarter of a million people marched in the Brazilian metropolis of Sao Paulo on Sunday, as well as part of an ongoing wave of protests against President Dilma Rousseff. Protests took place in other parts of Brazil too, but were smaller than earlier gatherings in March. The president, who has an approval rating of only 13%, is being accused by opposition forces of understating the health of the nation's economy, as well as being embroiled in a corruption scandal. The New York Times reported that, quote, fringe demonstrators called for a constitutional military intervention, which would apparently involve a junta taking power before calling for new presidential elections. Brazil's 1964 coup resulted in a devastating military dictatorship that lasted decades. Rahul, how serious do you think these protests are for President Rousseff? Do they represent a real threat to her presidency?
Well, first of all, I would really discount any talk about the military or military intervention. I mean, the great story of South America in particular in the last couple of decades is the total discrediting of the military as a political force. Brazil is maybe not the country in which that discrediting has been most extreme, but I wouldn't take it seriously at all. But overall, yes, Dilma, any time that your approval rating has gone as low as 13%, over 60% of people in some polls are calling for your impeachment. You have a major, constantly ramifying corruption scandal that reaches into your inner circle, although it hasn't yet touched Dilma herself. All of this is indication, and of course major protests, all of this is indication that in fact her administration is potentially in a lot of trouble. I think we'd have to see another level of escalation before I'd say that it's likely. Right now, it seems as if most likely if she fires the right people, hunkers down, and waits for the economy to improve, because economic stagnation is also playing a part in this, she'll probably weather it. But at this point, it's worth taking seriously.
Perhaps Rousseff can share some advice with Hillary Clinton on the pressures of being a female president. The former First Lady, Secretary of State and New York State Senator, formally announced her entry into the presidential race off the United States yesterday. Clinton, who lost a primary race to candidate Barack Obama in 2008, promised to be a champion for everyday Americans in 2016. She becomes the first Democratic candidate to formally announce a run for the White House. Clinton has cozied up to such figures as Henry Kissinger and faces predictable contempt from the right, but also strong skepticism from the left. She's been laying the groundwork for yesterday's announcement for months now. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Marco Rubio also just announced his candidacy today. Well, Rahul, we're going to get into in-depth coverage of Clinton's qualifications on this program, but in a nutshell, what's your opinion of a future President Hillary Clinton?
Well, I guess the best thing to say about her is that she's not a Republican, and I do think that it's important to note the difference that's going to make. It's unlikely she's going to try very hard to roll back some of the handful of major achievements domestically of the Obama administration. But it's really a question. She's very much balanced on the one hand between a very neoliberal past, lots of cronies who are very, very into constantly coming up with new modes of corporate influence, rhetorical displays of hawkishness and constant sort of overtures towards the right kind of Republicans in her point of view. And on the other hand, the clear recognition, I think it's finally sunk in, that Obama managed to actually build a democratic political machine that works at least to get people elected president. So I think she's trying to play a balancing game with that. I think the balancing game will continue when, as I guess is most likely, she'll be elected. I don't expect that, despite her rhetorical hawkishness, there's going to be very much escalation internationally, but I also don't think there are great prospects for rapprochement with Iran under Hillary Clinton.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Rahul, for joining us today. We'll talk to you next week.
See you
then. Rahul Mahajan is our daily Newsflash guest expert. He's a sociologist and author of Full Spectrum Dominance. We'll be right back.